This Saturday, hundreds of people with video cameras and smartphones in hand will descend upon Detroit. Their mission, to document stories that most affect the future of the city. It's called One Day in Detroit, Your Day, Your City, Your Future. Detroit is one of 11 cities across America to be a part of this one-day event. We're joined now by Stephen McGee, who's the local producer of One Day in Detroit. Hello.
How's it going?
How was it that Detroit was chosen as one of the 11 cities for this big event on Saturday?
Well, as you know, Detroit, there's a lot of things happening here. You know, the challenges in Detroit have been so well documented that nationwide, people are still, you know, becoming more and more interested about our city. And so when the producers from New York and L.A. were looking at kind of what are the cities that define America right now, Detroit had to be one of them from their perspective. So Detroit became that when they visited last year and they got toured around. And, you know, the first day they were here, they're like, what is this city about? And the second day they were like, yeah, I kind of get it. And the third day they were like, I want to move here.
So tell us, how do you describe what's going to happen Saturday in Detroit?
Well, the momentum right now is incredible. So I'm pretty excited to see what happens exactly on Saturday. We have currently about 350 people signed up on our Facebook page to be documenting the city. So not only is it filmmakers who live in Detroit and live in the surrounding areas, but it's also just concerned citizens who know of positive stories or stories that should get out to people outside of their circle of influence. And so it's going to be people from all backgrounds with all types of cameras, from cell phones to, you know, really expensive cameras, from people who have a little bit experience on stories to people who are, you know, Emmy Award winning filmmakers. And so on Saturday, people are going to be filming what they want. Some filmmakers are going to be addressing certain topics like housing and immigration, and other people are going to kind of be doing a little bit more broad range.
Well, it's interesting, actually, on the website that you've put together on onedayindetroit.org, there are 10 questions for the future of your city. So are these meant to kind of prompt the filmmaker's thoughts into what questions you're going to explore?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, there's a lot of stories within 140 square miles, and Detroit is ripe with people who are making a difference. That said, when you try and make a story arc across 11 cities, you definitely need some type of structure to be able to create a three-part television series. And so these 10 questions kind of help people who want direction be able to approach what they know about the city in a way that can, you know, kind of standardize the response. But however, because this is an open platform and people can do whatever they want, people can either address those questions like, why are you here in your city? What do you see, you know, where do you see hope in the city? But then also questions like, what are the challenges and who are the people that aren't being, you know, serviced by the city? And so basically, you know, people are going to be addressing those questions and sometimes they're not. So I think that's going to be, you know, because this is an open platform, it's pretty exciting.
And is there any sense of what kind of desired length these videos will be, or is it really up to the creator?
A couple of filmmakers are going to be doing, you know, even up to 5 stories in one day, spending about 2 to 3 hours in each location so that we get as broad of perspective of Detroit as possible. Some people will only be uploading, you know, a clip of 10 seconds to 1 minute answering the question or showing what they want. The executive producer really gave a great example of one day in New York a couple of years ago where a pregnant mother was at LaGuardia Airport in New York City, and she's just doing a selfie, you know, piece to the camera, basically, where she's like, hi, I'm like, this is my name, and this is my baby. My husband hasn't come home from Iraq yet, but he's about to, and he's never met this baby. And so she shows him, turns the camera around, he's walking up, and shows the embrace and the baby meeting the husband for the first time. A minute out of this lady's life that, you know, speaks about so much and yet doesn't really answer any of the questions, but in turn actually does. And so it's kind of, you know, I feel like there's going to be a broad range of responses like that. And, you know, the entry level is from turn the camera on and go. So, you know, I'm pretty excited to see what comes back.
If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Stephen McGee. He's the local producer of One Day in Detroit, Your Day, Your City, Your Future. This Saturday, 24 hours, turning people loose with whatever camera they can get their hands on, including your smartphone camera, and telling the stories that really capture what most affects the future of the city of Detroit. What will be done then with the footage, Stephen? Once everybody's done and that 24-hour period is done, then what?
Well, I think what's really exciting here is the opportunity to inform the national audience about what's going on in Detroit. Because our challenges are so well documented, people do associate our city with blight and with crime and with the challenges. But with this content, we have an ability to inform that understanding with basically the human element. And so not only will there be a geotagged map, which for people who don't necessarily understand geotagged, when you upload your footage, you'll kind of tell the intersection of where you shot it, and that'll be placed on a map where the story will be shown in that area. And so from that content, we're going to hold a film festival in August, and then from that content, we're going to be also editing that into the story of 11 other cities and having a three-part series on a national public spotlight, on national public television. And I think that's going to be pretty exciting because people from Los Angeles and New York and Atlanta, southern part of Texas, they're all going to be looking at what's going on here. So, you know, this is a huge opportunity for us to kind of put our next step forward.
Stephen, what do you hope the participants bring to this project, to this one-day project?
Well, with any story, it's all about being authentic and finding the voice who's telling that story. And so I'm really hoping that people who do hear this pretty amazing event will be able to turn on their camera and find the story that they want to tell and see that the heart behind this project is really one where we're trying to broaden the perspective of Detroit because we're Detroiters. And it's because it's our own story. And for the past 3 months, I've been looking at people's stories, you know, from the east side to the west side, looking at the block-by-block approaches where government has come in and helped, and sometimes, a lot of times, where there has been no help and people have stepped up. And when I see those types of stories, it makes me understand why I'm here. It helps me understand that this city is not just a city that has nowhere to go but up, but is actually up and going forward. That said, there's a lot of people who still, you know, are in the challenges that we know about. So my hope is that more people will get to understand kind of what's going on here through this participation, and that people can own this project as their own and really take advantage of this national platform.
And it's important for everyone listening to us, having our conversation, to understand that it's not too late to get involved. You can go to onedayindetroit.org and get all the information. And then you've got a period of time after you shoot on Saturday, right, to upload your video?
Yeah, you know, some people were really excited about shooting a minute here, you know, in Southwest, shooting a minute here in the Northeast, and uploading it immediately that day. And then some people are going to be addressing larger topics and editing a piece together. Both of those types of projects are really important for this project to gain as wide of a geotag map as possible. And so if you can't upload on Saturday, you can have up to 30 days to be able to, which I think is May 26th, to be able to upload that footage.
You can get all the information you need on One Day in Detroit, your day, your city, your future. Just go to the website, onedayindetroit.org. And we have been talking to the local producer of One Day in Detroit, Stephen McGee. Thanks for talking with us, and good luck with everything.
Thank you very much.